All right. Again, it's always a blessing to be with you guys. So good to know that we have a community of people who know the importance of spending time with God and starting their day and their week with God and with the community of faith. We trust that you guys had a good day on yesterday. I enjoyed worship service to the highest. It was good to see everybody, and it's just good to be a part of a family that loves God and loves each other. Let's begin. In a small Jewish town in Russia, there was a rabbi who disappeared each Friday morning for several hours. His devoted disciples boasted that during those hours that the rabbi was gone, that he was gone up to heaven. And during that time, he talked with God. A stranger moves into town, and he's skeptical about all of this. So he decides to really stop and see what's going on with this rabbi. So the stranger rises early before daybreak to see where the rabbi goes on Friday. He hides a short distance from the rabbi's house and waits for him to start his day. The rabbi gets up, says his prayers, eats breakfast, and then dresses in peasant clothes. He grabs an axe, goes off into the woods, and cuts firewood. He then hauls the firewood to a small shack on the outskirts of town. In that shack lives an old woman and her sick son. He leaves them the wood, enough for the week, and he sneaks back to his home. Having observed the rabbi's action, the stranger stays in the village and decides to become a disciple of the rabbi. And whenever he hears one of the villagers say, "On Friday mornings, our rabbi ascends all the way to heaven," and the newcomer quietly adds, "if not higher." In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he leaves with us some important lessons about our social commitments and our godly work. We can find it all in Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, Jesus says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full." And then Matthew 6 writes again the words of Jesus, same principle, but a different situation. He writes, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." And then in that same chapter, verse 17, Matthew lays the same principle of our Lord out before us, but with a different situation or application. He writes, "But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees knows what is done. For what you do in secret, God will reward you openly." What's the point? In these texts, we can see emerging themes that gives us God's principle for service. And that is, whatever righteous act you do, whether charity, prayer, or fasting, don't purposely do these things in view of others, but do them in secret. Your focus and your reason for doing righteous acts of kindness and spiritual acts of faith must be to God. We are saved by God to be used by God. Therefore, our motivation for doing anything religious or spiritual must always be God. Why do I say that? We're living in a Facebook generation. where we put everything we do online for public consumption. We want to be celebrated for anything and everything, particularly our acts of kindness and our religious faith. But how does that line up with what we just read? I'm just asking the question. Don't have the answer. Now, I know I'm striking a nerve here, but we must be mindful of our motivation for announcing everything we do as a church and as Christians. And if our motivation is to prove to others how righteous we are, stop it. If you want to be celebrated by others, I want to remind you that there will be no reward in heaven for you. Doesn't mean you're not going to heaven, but just don't expect anything because you're getting reward now. For our will, my sisters and brothers, as children of God, is to do the work of Him who saved us. I bring this before you because I want you to be aware how the subtle fads of our culture can gently reorientate our commitment to God. Before we realize it, we're not really serving God at all, but we're serving ourselves. I'm not saying that posting pictures and telling your stories of our work is wrong. I'm just dropping seeds for our reflection, our personal reflection. But there's one other thing I want you to take away from this meditation, and that is people are watching you. We don't have to sound the trumpet for them to see us. The little meditation story that I read at the very beginning lets us know that people are watching us. And that is, we have to be very careful of how we conduct ourselves, but also know that no matter what we do, it will be seen by those who it needs to be seen by. They are watching us to see if we are who we claim to be. Just know that our faithful work of charity and service are the greatest witnessing tools we have. If we use them wisely and sincerely, others will see God in our work, and they will believe. In preparation of this devotional, I came upon a universal axiom that is not scripture, but it falls in line with the teachings of Jesus and is appropriate for this meditation. It says, "Your work is not to drag the world kicking and screaming into a new awareness. Your job is to simply do your work sacredly, secretly, silently, and those with eyes to see and ears to hear will respond." Let's pray. The beauty of this day is before us. Your glory radiates in our soul as we see this new day coming to life in its infancy. It carries with it the mystery of your will. We are grateful, God, that you have included us in this day, that you've touched us, yes, with your finger of love. And we rose this morning with our mind stayed on you. And so we thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your many subtle but potent actions of love that are given to us, and we celebrate you this day. We celebrate you, God, for being our Father. Now, as we move forward in this day and as we meditate upon what you have given us to think on, we pray, O God, that you will govern our minds and our hearts so that we won't be fooled and deceived, that we might respond to life as you would have us respond, that your word might govern our walk and direct our minds and allow for us to see truth Yes, the truth that's often hidden by subtle acts of goodness that slowly cause our minds to drift away from that which is truth, that which is real, and we are not even aware of the transition. So we thank you, God, for your word that is a constant reminder of who we should be in relationship with you. So God, this day, and yes, even this week, I want you to prosper my brothers and sisters with wisdom and understanding. I want you, God, to remove the strongholds in our hearts and our minds and replace it with your will so that we might freely move in this life, free of inhibitions, free from obstacles, free from tragic thinking, so that we, God, might freely do your will and enjoy life in a way that you have called us to enjoy. You said that you've come to give us abundant life. So in this early morning hour, the beginning of this week, we open our hands, our hearts, our eyes, our minds to the abundance of life that you have for us. We receive it with thanksgiving. And with great expectation, we await your blessings on our lives. This we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my brothers and my sisters, star 5 me, I guess it is, and unmute your mics and just let me hear your voice. You guys have a good day. But before we do that, I want you guys to remember this. Live each day in love with God.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Keep you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Same to you.
All right. All right. You guys be good, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Have a good day, Reverend. Bye-bye.
Thank you for such a powerful and encouraging message.
Love you, too.